Proclamation number 2415, dated the July 19th, 1942. I has not seen, single quote. I has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. God has withheld the knowledge of this from people. He merely expects their faith in the glories of the beyond. In fact, it cannot be shown to them as long as they live on earth, because what God has in store for his children is nothing of an earthly nature. It cannot be perceived with earthly eyes and felt with earthly senses. Nevertheless, his word is truth, and thus the soul can expect at an exceedingly happy state in which it can see and experience the most wonderful things. Nothing on earth exists which could be used as a comparison and even roughly correspond to the truth. It is a state of blissful happiness. It is a continuous view in the spiritual world whose inconceivable diversity reveals itself to the spiritual eye. All spiritual beings are united with each other in utter harmony and equilibrium. There is constant activity of love, a coming together and complementing of each other, a continuous service to God and reception of spiritual strength, a continuous giving of happiness and increase of strength of love. It is an indescribable bliss. Merely one look at this glory would prompt humanity to live a completely different way of life, yet this would not be judged in the same way as a right way of life before God without knowing the reward. The human being shall be good of his own innermost accord if he wants to partake in these joys in the beyond. Nevertheless, God made this promise to people, and as soon as a human being accepts it as truth, as soon as he believes, the knowledge about this blissful state in the beyond will no longer be a danger to him, for then he will be so united with God that he will strive to be good of his own accord and will not feel obliged to live a good way of life because of promises. For God has prepared these glories for those who love him. Love for God is the condition, but this must be born in the innermost heart, and only the degree of love will be judged, not a deed which is accomplished for the sake of reward. But where love is present, the reward is not thought of. Where love is present, there must also be happiness and bliss, for God himself is love, and God's presence is the most wonderful and happiest state for the soul. Love is the fulfillment. God's love is the epitome of heavenly beatitude. Amen.